Michael Chabon won a Pulitzer Prize for The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay back in 2001. 10 years later, he has a new book out. It's called The Astonishing Secret of Awesome Man. Now, this one may sound like a sequel, but Michael Chabon isn't after another Pulitzer. He's actually looking to help get your child to sleep. It's because Awesome Man, with his trusty sidekick Moskowitz the Awesome Dog, is a children's book. Michael Chabon's first.
Hi. I'm a superhero. My name is Awesome Man. I have a cape as red as a rocket, a mask as black as midnight, and a stylin' letter A on my chest. I'm just basically awesome.
Okay, you have written the book about Awesome Man, The Astonishing Secret of Awesome Man. First of all, where did this book come from?
It really arose out of my feelings toward my youngest son, Abe Chabon. Like a lot of boys his age, he was just starting kindergarten. And he was really, really into superheroes and dressing up in superhero costumes and running around imagining that he could fly or, you know, have adamantium claws that come out of his hands and so on. And he was also struggling and wrestling with issues having to do with his ability to control himself and control his temper and control his body. You know, you're not allowed to hit people and all that kind of stuff. And I just thought I would just write him a little story and you know, that would somehow address some of those things he was struggling with, but that also would be fun to read, fun to listen to. I can fly as high as a satellite and as straight as an arrow, or through the time barrier and not get dizzy or feel nauseous or smash into things, except on purpose. But maybe the most awesome thing about me is my secret identity. Now, this is a total secret, all right? So listen closely, because I'm going to whisper it real low. So low that only you and Moskowitz the Awesome Dog will be able to hear me.
What do you think it is about superheroes that just draws in kids, and let's face it, particularly boys?
Well, there are a lot of elements, I think. You know, there's the costume element of it. There's a simply the fabulous exterior. There's the fantasy element of just wishing for abilities and powers that one can't have or doesn't have, like flight, for example. But even more than that, I think it's, to some degree, because they still haven't quite given up hope that they might be able to fly, you know, that they might be able to have these kind of powers. The idea that you have a hidden potential that only you might know about and that the world doesn't understand or appreciate, I think that's an important element. Here comes Professor Von Evil in his antimatter slime bot. Antimatter slime is extra gross. But okay, check this out. I change into my secret identity, and the dude just sluices right past me. Do you see me? Professor Von Evil doesn't. Then I just sneak up behind him, slap a big old power grip on his pointy head, and scrunch! The professor gets schooled.
Do you read this book to Abe? Does he still want to hear it?
He's been living with it for a while, and the pictures came in. And at every step in the way, from the first edit to the final drawing started to come in, and then when we got a set of page proofs and so on, I would read it to him at every stage of the way. But at a certain point, he became kind of a junior member of the editorial team and was offering not always solicited opinions about, you know, this or that and little critiques and... After I'm all calmed down and positronic again, I take off after the flaming eyeball. I fly west. I fly east. I fly 8 times around the Earth and all the way to the heart of the sun. The flaming eyeball hangs out there sometimes. Then I see him. He's chilling with Sister Sinister and the Red Shark. I throw an awesome power grip on all three of them, give them a little blast of I-beams, and kick a little bad guy behind. Then I make a quick getaway back to the Fortress of Awesome.
Now with Michael Chabon, his new book is a kid's book. It's called The Astonishing Secret of Awesome Man. Michael, thanks so much.
Oh, Guy, thank you. I've really enjoyed talking to you.